From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, nearly half of all workers will at some point get displaced. Doesn't mean they get fired. It means their jobs just disappear through no fault of their own. Recovering from a displacement can take decades. But you know what can help? Living near your parents, according to a recent study. From WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland, Adrian Ma explains.
A couple years ago, Amber McKenzie was working at a pop culture magazine in New York. She was there on contract, but says she loved it. Then one day,
it was very abrupt. I just kind of got an email in the middle of the night saying, your contract is no longer going to be continued.
Before long, the now 31-year-old McKenzie says she was pretty much broke. So she made a phone call she'd been dreading.
I had the realest talk with my parents, and I was so scared, and I was crying, but I was like, look, guys, I need your help.
Her parents in New Mexico started sending her money to cover rent and other expenses, but more than a year later, she says she's still struggling to find steady work.
My parents and other people have said, why don't you go home?
Wouldn't that help her get back on her feet more quickly? Well, Cleveland Fed economist Pavel Kralikovsky actually looked at this question. He and his colleagues combed through data on 20 and 30-somethings who lost their jobs, and they found an interesting pattern.
Young adults who lived close to their parents actually did a lot better after a displacement event than people who lived farther away.
After an initial job loss, he says both groups saw their annual incomes drop about 10 grand. But those who live near their folks return to their previous level of earnings within a decade, while many who live far away never fully recovered.
Is the moral of the story, like, stay close to home?
No, that's not the moral of the story.
Kralikovsky says there's a big caveat. Parental proximity mainly benefits displaced workers with kids of their own. You know, free childcare. But also, research shows people who move away from home often make more money. Not that that's much comfort for Amber McKenzie, who's currently working part-time as a producer at a New York radio station.
It's been rough and it's been embarrassing.
But she says she's fortunate to have parents who can help. And she's not alone. In a recent Bank of America survey, roughly a third of millennials said their parents help pay for rent. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.